Okay, today's daf is Moed Chatan Daf Ches. We left off on Daf Zayin and Beis at the very end of the page on Daf Zayin and Beis. So the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we need two different sources. We're actually in the middle of the discussion of the two different sources, not to look at Negayim on Chol HaMoed, or the idea that you're allowed to delay looking at Negayim because you don't want to have a situation where you're telling someone that they're a Mitzora, or you're giving bad news on Chol HaMoed. So we're going to explain why we need both of those drushas, and the Gemara is going to discuss also how we know not to look at Negayim Belaila, that at nighttime it's not appropriate to look at Negayim. Then the Mishnah on Chesamad Aleph in the middle of the page is going to discuss Likud Atzamos, if a person moves a kever on Chol HaMoed, whether that's permissible or not, and other issues of a mace, Hesped on Chol HaMoed for a mace that died, or Hesped even within 30 days of a Yantif. And the Gemara is going to explain the various reasons not to be involved with a Hesped within 30 days of Yantif, even before Yantif, because it's going to have this carryover effect. Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about digging graves and making pits for laundry and building coffins on Chol HaMoed. And then the next Mishnah is going to talk about getting married on Chol HaMoed using various beauty products. And that's going to lead us right into the sugya of four reasons not to get married on Chol HaMoed, the famous concept of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's probably the immediate part of the daf, is that at the very end, where we get into Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha a little bit. But we were right in the middle of a discussion where we were explaining the Mishnah that said that one is not supposed to paskin on Negayim on Chol HaMoed. Rav Meir had said that you're allowed to paskin lahakel, but not lahachmir. And the Chacham said, no, if you can't paskin both ways, you can't paskin at all. You're not allowed to paskin on Negayim at all on Chol HaMoed. So we were discussing sources for the idea that one has the right to choose not to look at a nega on certain days. So one of the possible sources was that it says ubayom hira ospo. So we darshaned yesh yom shataroabo, yesh yom shiataroabo, that there are certain days that you look at negayim and other days that you don't look at negayim. And then the other possible drasha, Rebbe had said, that was Rebbe Yehuda was the first one. And Rebbe had said that the pasuk says v'tziva kohen ufinu asabayis, that the kohen will tell them to clear out the house before he paskins on nigei batim, because everything in the house will become tameh once he declares that the nega on the bayis is a real nega. So you're allowed to delay, to stall, in order to give time to clear out the whole house and in order to save everything that's in the house. So we said that if you're allowed to wait for a dvar harashus, then certainly for a dvar mitzvah, one should be allowed to wait to paskin on the nega. So at the very end, we said, what's the nafkamina between these two opinions? So Abaye thought, no nafkamina, it's just mashmos darshan. Everyone has a different source for where we make this drasha, but it's not really nafkamina la'alacha. Rava said, of course it's nafkamina. Dvar harashus ikabeinayu. The nafkamina is if you have something that's not a dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda learns from Biyom Hira Ospo, so we said that chasan and regel, that's when you're not allowed to, that's when you don't look at negayim. That's where for a dvar mitzvah that we delay looking at negayim, but for a dvar arshus, we're not going to delay. But Rabbi would hold that for a dvar arshus, we also delay, because Rabbi's source is from the fact that we clear out the house just to save the items that are in the house. That's purely a dvar arshus. So bottom line of the Gemara on Zayin and Beis, Rabbi Yehuda mehasam lo gamrinan dechidishu. Rabbi Yehuda says we can't derive anything from the halachos of clearing out the house because it's a chiddush, and the rule is ein l'chaboa l'chidusho. We're not allowed to learn from a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Da'etzim ve'avanim bi alma lo metamu v'acham metamu. Because generally speaking, etzim ve'avanim, things that are pshute kliyets, things that are generally not mekabel tuma, but over here by nigei batim, all of these things are mekabel tuma. So we're not allowed to derive halachos of anything else from halachos of nigei batim. The whole concept of nigei batim is a very great chiddush. Now, isn't the entire concept of tumah a very great chiddush? The whole idea that anything could ever become tameh is a very great chiddush. What does tameh even mean? It's not a physical problem with the item. Why does one type of animal make something tameh and one type of animal not? Well, how do we not declare all of tumah? A chiddush of Shechter has a yisod that he develops in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, that the definition of the word chiddush does not mean something that we would not have otherwise known. Because kalatarakula is a chiddush. I would not have otherwise known that you're supposed to take a citrus fruit and a palm branch and wave it on certain days of the year, for a week of the year. We would never have known such a thing. Where would we ever have come up with such a thing? That's not what chiddush is. Chiddush is that based on the klalei Torah, that there are certain klalim in Hilchos Tumah Torah, there are certain klalim in Dine Mamonos, there are certain klalim that we generally follow that affect all of halacha, so all of a certain area of halacha, a davar asoser es haklal is a chiddush. So in Hilchos Tumah V'Tara, one of the basic klalim in Hilchos Tumah V'Tara is in order for something to become tamei, it needs to be clean, it needs to have a base kibul. So just stam an item, eitzim v'avanim, that doesn't become tamei. In all of Taros, you never find such a thing, that eitzim v'avanim are mekabel tumah. Except for here, except for by nigei batim. So it's a davar asoser es haklal. So davar asoser es haklal, that's the definition of chiddush, and we can't learn anything else out from a chiddush. And it's very logical why in the chabo el chidusha, because generally speaking, the whole concept of deriving things from other halachos, the whole concept of binyan av, is that we're assuming that we're working within a certain construct, that the rules of halacha are broad, and therefore if the halacha is applied to one area, so we're using the same general klalim, it will apply to all the other areas as well, because they all follow the same klalim. But if you can have an area that doesn't follow the klalim, it's a soser saklal, so it makes sense that you can't apply principles from one place to another place. It's clearly an exception to all of the rules. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't want to use the drasha from Nigei Batim. V'Rebbe Amar Itzrich, and now Rebbe will explain that you need both drashas. You need his drasha by Nigei Batim, and you need Rebbe's drasha of Rabbi Yehuda's drasha of Biyomer Ospo, because Dikas Rachman of Biyomer Ospo have a min l'dvar mitzvah in l'dvar arshoslo. I would think that you're only allowed to delay looking at a nega for the sake of a dvar mitzvah, like for a chasan or for a yontif or for something like that, that you don't want to ruin the simcha. So that's why Kasa Rachman of a tziva kohen. That's why we have the pasuk of a tziva kohen, where you're clearing out the house, even not for a dvar mitzvah, just to save the items that are in the house. Vikos v'rachman of v'tziva ha-kohen, and if we only have v'tziva ha-kohen, hava mina hani in delav tumah degufei, I would say, yeah, that for something that's not a tumah degufei, it's something that's not a physical tumah on the person, we're allowed to delay looking at the nega. Aval tumah degufei, it's much more pressing to look at a nega on a tumah degufei, ema michsa chazilei. I would think that you would need to look at such a nega, tzricha, that's why we need both sources. Even according to Rebbe, both sources are needed. Meaning, even though he's willing to learn out from, he's willing to ignore the fact that it's a chiddush apparently, but nevertheless, you still need both drashas. He requires Rabbi Yehuda's drasha as well. Amar Mar, Yesh Yom Shatarobo, V'Yesh Yom Shi'atarobo. So he had said that there are certain days that you look at a nega and other days that you don't look at a nega. My Mashma, where do you get from this pasuk? All it says is Ubiyomer Ospo, the day that you look at a nega. So how do we see from there that there are necessarily days that you don't look at a nega? So because the context of the pasuk is not on those days that you look at a nega. That's not what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk says Ubiyom Hira Ospo Bas, that when you see a certain simen, then you should declare it tameh. But that doesn't mean that there are days that you don't look at a nega. So how do we see from the pasuk that there are days not to look at a nega? So two possibilities. Amar Abayi imkein lichtov rachmana biyom. My u biyom shmamina yesh yom shatarobo v'yesh yom shiatarobo. There's an extra vav in the pasuk. Pasuk only had to say biyom erospo, that on the day that you see the basar chai yitma, so you should declare it tameh. But it says u biyom to tell me an extra drasha that there are certain, that to put an extra emphasis on that word, to teach me that there are certain days that you do look and other days that you don't look. Rava Amar, second possibility, Kula Kray Yaseiruhu. The whole word Ubayom is an extra word. Forget about an extra vav. The word is unnecessary. Dim Kain Lichtov Rachmanu Ubehiraos. All it has to say is when you see the Basar Chai, then you should declare a Tameh. Why does it have to say on the day that you see the Basar Chai? My Ubayom, what is all word doing there? Shema Mina Yeshom Shatarobo, Yeshom Shatarobo. So we see from there that there are certain days that you see a Nega, and other days that you don't see a Nega. Va'abaye ha'humi ba'yile b'yom v'lo b'layla. Abaye will say, no, the word is necessary. The word is necessary for a different Rasha, that we need to be taught that sometimes the word yom means a calendar day, sometimes the word yom means yom versus layla, as in daytime versus nighttime. So Abaye says, we need the word there to teach me yom in the second definition of the word yom, that it's yom v'lo b'layla. It's not about certain calendar days, yes, certain calendar days, no. It's about yom v'lo b'layla. So that's what we need the word for in the first place. Where's Rava going to learn the halacha that you only look at a nega b'yom, but you don't look at a nega b'layla? So nafkalei milakol mara inei kohen. He learns it from the pasuk milakol mara inei kohen, which tells me that the kohen has to have a perfect view of it. It has to be with his maximum capacity to see. So that has to be b'yom, where his ability to see is at its greatest. Va'abaye ha'humi b'yale l'mu'utei suma. Abaye will say, no, the Kol Mara Enei HaKohen tells me that it has to be a Kohen who's able to use both of his eyes to see. That if it's a Kohen who's blind in one eye, he's not allowed to pasken on a nega. That's the Kol Mara Enei HaKohen. It has to be someone who has two eyes. But doesn't Rava need the pasuk for that also? L'kol ma'arei ne'akoin, tell me that the suma ba'achas me'enav cannot pasken on a nega. Says Gemara, enachinami, vel b'yom v'lo b'layla minale. You're right, Rava needs l'kol ma'arei ne'akoin to teach me suma ba'achas me'enav cannot pasken on a nega. So where does Rava know b'yom v'lo b'layla? Where does Rava know that a kohen can only pasken on a nega during the daytime and not at night time? Nafkalei mikanega nira li b'bayis. Leave alola ori. He darshes from the pasuk kanega nira li babayis, and we darshen that means leave alola ori, that I'm able to see it. I don't need extra light in order to see it. Now, clearly, at nighttime, if you want to see anything, you need some sort of artificial light. You need to light a fire. You need some sort of or to enable a person to see the nega. So that's how we know biyom v'lo b'layla. Abaye would respond, ime hasam. If that were the source for biyom v'lo b'layla, hava mina hani. I would think that that's only about a tumah that's not the gufei, that's not a tumah on his body. But a tumah gufei you can use even in artificial light. So kamash mulan, that's why I need lekol mara ene. That's why the pasuk comes to teach me ubayom that biyom v'lo b'layla. That's why I need the word biyom to tell me biyom v'lo b'layla. Abaye said, and the entire word is not extra. Because I need to know that even on a tumah de gufei, b'yom v'lo b'layla, Abaye says, amoda kenega nira li b'bayis, that it's livelo la'ori, to tell me that you're not allowed to look at a nega of batim at night. But b'yom tells me that I'm not allowed to look at a nega of adam at night. And Rava apparently would think that there's no reason to be mechalik, that you could derive both from the same pasuk. Milchas Chinuch writes that, so what's this din? You're not allowed to look at a nega b'layla. Is that a din that you're not allowed to pasken on a nega b'layla, or a din that you're not allowed to look at a nega b'layla? So Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah kuf samach tes, and also Yud Gimel says, the layla is only excluded from negayim because it's seeing a nega has to be done by orayom. You can't see a nega at night with the orayom. You have to use artificial light. So he says, so layla is only nismayit from re'iyas ha-nega. But the kohen wants to pasken at night. There's nothing wrong with paskening the nega at night, so he could see it during the daytime and then declare it tameh at night. The Chazon Ish in Negayim in Siman Dalet writes that from the Gemara in Sanhedrin it sounds not that way. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Dalet makes a hekesh between Rivim and Negayim, between disputes that go to Beis Din and Dine Negayim. Just like Negayim are b'yom, af rivim bayom. So it sounds like the hora'a of Negayim, because what we relate Negayim, the element of Negayim that we relate to Dine Torah is certainly not the re'iyas ha-Negayim, it's the paskini of the Negayim, it's the hora'a, that just like you're not allowed to have din b'layla, so you're not allowed to have nega b'layla, or the Gemara actually uses the other way around, just like you can't have re'iyas nega b'layla, you can't have din b'layla. So re'iyas nega apparently is not only about the re'iyas nega, it's the hora'a of the nega. So that's machlokas min chaschinuch and the chaznish about the extent of this din of not seeing negayim belayla. Is it only din in seeing the negayim or also din in paskening on the negayim? Next mishnah. Va'odam Rameir melakir adam atzmus aviv imo mepreishes simcha hilo. Rameir holds that one is allowed to move the bones of his parents to bury them in kivrei avos or to bury them in Eretz Yisrael, whenever there's a heter to move the bones. So one is allowed to do that on chol hamoed because that in fact is a simcha for the person to bury them in their proper place. Rabbi Yossi Omer Evel Hula. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's avelus for a person to move the bones of his parents, and therefore one should not do it on Chol HaMoed. Lo ya'orer adam al meso, v'lo yaspidenu kodem l'regel shloshim yom. Person should not, if a person had a relative that died prior to Yantiv, so he should not bring up the death or say a hesped within 30 days of the Yantiv. The Gemara will get into some details of this. Now, in terms of Likar Atzamos, it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch. The halachan Shulchan Aruch is in Yardea Simin Tav Gimel that anyone who's Korea B'Shas Misa is Korea B'Shas Likar Atzamos as well. That there's not only Din of Avelis at the time of Likar Atzamos, but when one moves a kever, there's a mitzvah Kriya as well. In the Chuvus Meril Diskin, he has a Safek if a person was not Korea B'Shas Likar Atzamos, does he have to be Korea the next day? So he brings a Raya from Rameir in our mission. The Rameir allows Likar Atzamos on Yom Tov, and L'chora, according to the Ramah, that you're not Korea on Moed, so by being Malaki Dafka on Yom Tov, you're losing the Mitzvah's Kriya. You're taking away the Mitzvah's Kriya, because according to the Ramah, you're not allowed to be Korea on Yom Tov. So and Kriya is a covered for the parents, it's a covered for the father. So you're also taking away the Avelus, but that we're not worried about, because you have the Simchas HaRegel, you already have a Mitzvah of Simchas HaRegel, but we should be worried about the Mitzvah's Kriya. So you see that Kolzman, Shabeged Alav, says the Meril Diskin, you see Kolzman, he's still wearing the same beged, it must be you're able to do the Kriya even after that day, even the next day, as long as you're still wearing the same beged, and that's why you're not taking away the Mitzvah of Kriya, and that's why Rameir allows doing the Likud Atzamos on Yom Tov itself. Let's see the Gemara. It says Gemara, Uruminu, Hamlakir Atzmosav Vimo Harezim Misabalayim Kolayom, Ula Erev Ein Misabalayim, Vamar of Chista Fil Tsurun Lobesadino. That if someone does Likar Atzmos of his parents in order to move them to a proper burial, so he has to observe that entire day of Avelus. This is Halach Lemaisa. People do this all the time, where they're Malakir Atzmos in order to bring someone to Eretz Yisrael, to Kavur in Eretz Yisrael. It happens all the time. So when one is Malakir Atzamos, that day is a day of Avelus. It's like they're sitting Shiva for that day, but only for that day. And then in the evening, they're already not Misabel on them. And Rav Chis says, Afil Tzurun Lo Besadino, even if you never actually see the bones, even if they're wrapped up, they're in a bag or something, and you don't see them at all, nevertheless, it's still a day, it's still considered to be a day of Avelus. Now, Tosus just points out that this is a Brisa Maseches Machos, and we could have easily just answered that Hamani Rabbi Yossi, it says in our Mishnah, that Evel Hu Lo, that you're not allowed to be Malaki Atzamos. So we could just say that Brisa Maseches Machos is going like Rabbi Yossi. But apparently the Gemara is working with the assumption that no one argues on this din, that we do Avelus on the day of Likud Atzamos. So we never found anyone that argues on it. So we'd rather say that even the Tanakama, that even Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah would fit with the Brisa Maseches Machos. So answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye Ema Mipresha Simchas HaRegel Alav. No, the way to read it is not just Simcha Hilo, but Mipesha Simchas HaRegel Alav, meaning that the reason Rav Meir allows Likar Atzamos is not because the Likar Atzamos itself is a Simcha. No, of course the Likar Atzamos itself is an Avelus, but because one is experiencing so much Simchas HaRegel, the Likar Atzamos is not going to take down that level of Simcha. So yes, there's a din of Avelus, but the Likar Atzamos, the level of Avelus in Likar Atzamos is not the same as Avelus, as a normal level of Avelus. It's a much lower level of Avelus, and it's not it's not going to stir the Simchas HaRegel. If a person is experiencing Simchas HaRegel properly, it's not going to be ruined by the Likur HaTzamos. The Torah quotes a machlokas, whether there's a din of Avelos very clearly on the day of Likur HaTzamos. The Torah in Yerodeh and Simtav Gimel quotes a machlokas Rishonim, whether there's a din of Aninos on the day of Likur HaTzamos as well. Meaning, once the bones become unburied from where they are, and they're not yet buried in their new burial spots, so do you say that Kodim Kvura, you have a din of Aninos, and then the Avelos only begins at Kvura, and for the rest of that day? Rabbeinu Meir holds at Kolzman that they're not reburied. There is a din of Aninos, Asr B'Yayin, Asr B'Achilus Basar, and after the Kvura, then you have the din of Avelos until the night. But the Rush holds that there is no din of Aninos by Likur HaTzamos. Right away, you go straight into Avelos. The Avelos begins even before the Kvura, so it doesn't exactly mirror the normal process of Aninos followed by Avelos. There's also the way the Brisa quotes it, it's Hamalakit Atzmos of a Ve'imo, that someone is Malakit the Atzmos of his father and mother. So normal Avelos applies not just for father and mother, it applies to all Zion Krovim. What if a person is Malakit the bones of his siblings, or Rachman son of his children, or something like that, or some other Avel that a person would be Misabalon, a person would sit Shiva for? Is there a din of Likur HaTzamos over there as well? The Rush and the Ran both write that even though the Gemara keeps using Likur HaTzamos of Ve'imo, it's Lav Dafka. It's anyone that you'd be Misabalon, that the Avelos of Likur HaTzamos is just it's a mirror of regular Avelos, just a scaled down version of it, so it would apply to other Krovim as well. The Ritva writes Misabal Aleim Kol Yom Kulo, that, and the Ritva writes Midrabanan the Kavod of Ve'imo. So the Ritva seems to understand that this is only a din in of Ve'imo, meaning that just like we have a din that the of Ve'imo's Avelos is qualitatively different, quantitatively different, at least when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh, that you observe Avelos for Yud Beis Chodesh, and that's clearly a din in Kibbut Ave'im, so too the din of Likur HaTzamos is a din in Kibbut Ave'im. It's not a din in regular Avelos. There are big nafkaminas if something's only a din in Kibbut Ave'im versus a din in regular Avelos. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, he was asked about a woman who was in the Yud Beis Chodesh of Avelos, and it was her husband was being honored somewhere at some party, at some dinner party or whatever. So she wanted to know if she's allowed to attend where her husband's being honored. So Moshe said, well, what's the whole din of Yud Beis Chodesh? It's the din of Kibbut Ave'im. The halacha is that if you have Kibbut Ave'im and it gets in the way of the covet for a husband, so that the married woman is part from Kibbut Ave'im when it's going to get in the way of the relationship with the husband. So therefore, of course, you're allowed to go to the party. If it was in Shloshim, then you wouldn't be allowed to, because then it's not Kibbut Ave'im. Then it's a din of Avelus. So it's an afkamina la'alacha, whether it's a din of Avelus or a din of Kibbut Ave'im. So by Likur HaTzamos, this seems to be Machlokas Rishonim, what kind of din it is. If you hold like the Shitos and Rishonim, the Ran and the Rush, that it's a din of that applies to all Krovim, so it has nothing to do with Kibbut Ave'im. It's a din of Avelus, like any other din of Avelus. But the Ritva says it's a din midrabanan the covered of Ve'imo, specifically a din in Kibbut Ave'im. So it would therefore follow different Kedarim. Wonder maybe it would follow different Kedarim in terms of Kibbut Av Mishal Mi, who has to pay for it for the Likur HaTzamos. But I guess at that point it's the Yorish is paying for it anyway. I mean, the Yorish is the Yorish. But what if there was no Yerusha? Do you have to pay for it out of pocket, out of your own money in order to do Likur HaTzamos? Okay. Anyway, so further in the Gemara now. Actually, one more point over here. Yeah, let's go further in the Gemara. Let's see further in the Gemara. So we're at the two dots. Vloya arer al meso. Person shouldn't be ma'arer al meso. So what does that mean? My loya arer al meso. Amrav kad hadar sabdana b'ma'arava. Amri yivkuname kol mariri liba. It's a way of getting the sabdanim again involved and beginning hespedim anew by saying everyone who's of bitter heart should come and join me and cry with me. So that's aser to do on moed. That's lo ya'arar al meso. Kodam Aregel Shloshim Yom, within 30 days of the Yom Tov. Maishna Shloshim Yom, where do we get the number 30 days? Why is 30 days the key number over here? Amar Avkan, Amar Avidom Rav, Maisa Badam Echad, because there was a story that once happened with a person, Shekines Ma'os Lalos Laregel, Ubaz, he gathered money in order to be able to be able to regel, Ubaz Sapton Vi Amad Al Pesach Beso, and then a Sapton came to town, someone who's an expert, Hesped Giver, Vinatalta Nishtov Nasnasanlo, and his wife took all the money that they had saved to be able to regel, and she gave it to the maspid in order to say his hesped. Vinim navloala, and he ended up not being able to regel. Bosa shah amru lo yorer al mesov lo yispidenu kodem regel shalshim yom. Right at that point, they said, okay, that's it, no more. We cannot be ma'orer al mesov. We cannot say a hesped within 30 days of yantiv, because people are going to use the money that they're saving for yantiv in order to do that, and we don't want people to use that money in order to do that. That is Rav's opinion as why 30 days matters. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, lefi she'ein ha-meis mishtakech min alev shloshim yom. Speaks for 30 days, the mace is not mishtakech min alev. You still remember the mace, as Rashi writes, kolomar kiven de mace ein mishtakech min alev shloshim yom im maspido pachz mishloshim yom v'regel asil mispod v'regel da'adai lo shacho. That the idea is that when you're talking about the mace and when you're being maspid the mace, for the next 30 days it will still be on your mind, and it might bring about more hesped. So you don't want to be maspid, you don't want to bring that up within 30 days of yantiv. So says Gemara, my benayah, what's nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel, between the two different reasons? Ik benayah, the kavod b'chinam. What if you have a hesped that's able to be done for free without paying any money? So according to Rav, there's no concern. You're not going to use the money you saved up for yantiv for such a hesped. Whereas according to Shmuel, it's still a concern because it's still going to ruin the simchas yantiv. So how do we paskin? Says Tosos, v'nira da'alacha kerav b'yisuri. This follows the normal rule of hilchsa kerav b'yisuri v'afil l'shmuel yesh lomar. He says, and even according to Shmuel, who's worried about the fact that it's going to sadden the person, he says that's only to hire other maspidim. But for the karov himself to say a spadim within 30 days of the regel, that's perfectly mutter, says Tosfos, because not only is that not going to cause him greater sadness, that is therapeutic for a person. To hear other people be maspid, it's going to cause him sadness, and that sadness is going to come up again on the Yom Tov. But for himself to be maspid is relative, that's going to be therapeutic for him, and that will be a way of getting it off his chest, and that way he'll be able to celebrate Yom Tov properly. Now the Rush writes over here in the name of the Ritzkeus that since according to Rav, the reason is only a din of Aliyah L'Regel, that's why we're not maspid within 30 days, so says the Ritzkeus that Bizman HaZed, there is no Aliyah L'Regel anyway, we're not worried about not spending money on Aliyah L'Regel and Hilchsa Kerav, and therefore it's totally mutter to say a hesped within 30 days of Yantif. The Ramban disagrees and he says, no, even Bizman HaZed this matter. Aliyah L'Regel is an example, but you need money for Yantif anyway, whether you're being Aliyah L'Regel or whether you're just buying food for Yantif, whether whatever it is that you're spending for Yantif, you're buying matzahs for Pesach, you're buying a sukkah for sukkah, all the different things that you have to spend money on over the course of Yantif, and all the sudos that you have to spend money on over the course of Yantif. So Ramban says, even Bizman HaZeh, this applies even according to Rav, because, and he says, and even if you hold that it is purely a din and aliyah l'regel, this might be one of those dinim that we say that's called davar shegozrul of minyan, you need a minyan achala atiro, you need a bezin agadol menu b'chachum minyan, in order to be mvatal divrei bezin chavero. So for one reason or the other, this halacha still applies, says the Ramban. Now the mice of the Taz writes that halacha is like Shmuel, against what Tos says over here. The Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Mem Zayin and Aruch Chaim that the reason is like Shmuel, that the halach is like Shmuel, that it's about Shichas Halev, that for 30 days you're not going to forget the mace and you can come to be maspid on the Yom Tov as well, and therefore even for free you're not allowed to be maspid. Rashi says also the haspid even a mace chadash you're not allowed to be maspid within 30 days. Now that's also a very important halachic discussion. Does that mean someone dies 30 days before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to say a hesped at the funeral? Or does this mean someone who died earlier, you shouldn't say a new hesped for someone who died 6 months ago within 30 days of Yom Tov? Mm-hmm. Rashi seems to assume that even in Meis Chadash, Shulchan Aruch paskins that someone who's Meis L'Meis B'Tok Shloshim Yom of Regel, you're allowed to be masped him within 30 days. He just died, it's Meis Chadash, but if someone who died previously, that's what the whole din is about. The Tshuvah Shvus Yaakov is mechadesh that the whole Isser is only when it's your relative, because there's a lot of merirus on the loss of a relative. But if he's not a relative, and it's a Talmud Chacham, and it's just a Kavadat Torah kind of gathering where you want to express what he contributed to the Jewish community, so that we're allowed to do within 30 days. In the Minchas Yitzchak, he says the exact opposite. In Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, in the beginning of Chelek Zayin, of the Tshuvas, he was Minchas Yitzchak was apparently very close to the Satmar Rebbe, Zichro Levracha. So he writes that within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't be somech on any sort of svara that it's not as much merirus, because Adarab is such a Torah leader, there's merirus for the entire dar, and therefore shouldn't be masvid within 30 days of a yantif. It's interesting that within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's a question whether 30 days of Rosh Hashanah should apply at all. It probably depends on how we view the mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah, whether there is a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there's also, it's important to realize that the Gemara over here says that Eina Meis Mishtakech Min Alev for Shloshim Yom, for 30 days. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos has a different expression. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos says Eina Meis Mishtakech Ad Acher Yud Beis Chodesh, that it takes 12 months for the Meis Mishtakech. These are two different halachos. I mean, over here when we're saying for 30 days, it's talking about from the time of hesped, it's not talking about from the time of the death of the person, at least the way we paskin. That it's from the time of the hesped that for 30 days it will bring up the old feelings and you'll still want to be maspid more. Enemis mishtakech min alev for 12 months is a din of from the time of death, and it's not about the merirus that a person feels. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes in the Shulchan Aruch. That's why the minig was to be mitzayin kvaros, to put a matseva, not to mitzayin, but to put a matseva on a kever only after 12 months, because the assumption is einamis mishtakech menalei for the first 12 months, and the point of the matseva is to make a zecher, that the person should always remember the mace, and that's a different din of shechcha. Okay, so says the Mishnah, new Mishnah, ein chofrin kochen u'kvaros b'moed. We're not allowed to dig crypts and graves on moed, on chalom moed, av mechanich nesakuchen b'moed, but you're allowed to be mechanich them on moed. The Gemara will explain what that means. V'osin nevrechas b'moed, you're allowed to make a pool of water for laundry on chalom moed, v'aron imameis b'chatzer, and you're allowed to build an aron as long as the mace is in the chatzer at the time that you're building the aron, so it'll be obvious to everybody what you're doing, that you're doing this because there's a need for it. Rashi writes, when the mace is not in the chatzer, then you're not allowed to do it, because we're choshish, the people who see it are going to think that you're doing it for some other reason, you're doing it to prepare for your own self or whatever, and that it's not an actual need right now. So it's only when the mace is in the chatzer, so everyone's going to realize that the reason you're building this aron is for this mace. So generally speaking, the Gemara Maseches Beitza, Daftes, the Gemara has a halacha that when it comes to Marasayin, called Dover Shasu Mishamar Asayin, Afil Bechadri Chadar Masur, that anything that's Asu Mishamar Asayin, you're not even allowed to do where people aren't going to see. So why isn't this, if it's Asu Mishamar Asayin to make the Aron when the mace isn't there, shouldn't we say that it's Asu Mishamar Asayin even when the mace is there? So the Achronim struggle with this a little bit, and we have to say, or the Rishonim really, Talmud Rimi Pariz, struggles with this question a little bit. He says you have to say that when the mace is there, it's not the same as Chadri Chadarim. Chadri Chadarim would mean when anyone who would see you would still be choshesh you. It's just that no one happens to see you. But over here, the mace is there, so anyone who would see would realize you're doing it for the mace. So that's not the same as Chadri Chadarim. That takes away the whole chashash entirely, and that would be mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Elim Ken Yeshim Onasarim. Rabbi Yehuda says you're only allowed to do it if you already have boards with you, available to you in that chatzer. That's the only time that it's going to be mutter. Says Gemara, my kochen and my kvaros. What are kochen and what are kvaros? Amr Rav Yehuda, kochen bechafira, ukvaros bebinyan. Kochanor, they would dig down a cave underground and then dig places to bury into the walls of that cave underground. But Kavaros are Bebinyan, where it's an above ground. They build something up above ground to bury someone in. Tanya Namiyachi, Eluin Kochan, Eluin Kvaros, Kochan Bechafira, Ukvaros Bebinyan. The Brisa says exactly that definition of those two terms. Avon Mechanchin as a Kochan, but we'll let it be Mechanich them. So what does that mean? Ketan Mechanchin, Amra Vidushim Haya Aruch Mekatro. If it was very long, we can shorten it. Masnisa Tanam Maruch Bo Marchav Bo. But we learn in Brisa that you're allowed to lengthen it and widen it, meaning if the koch already exists, but the mace is a little larger and needs to fit in, so you're allowed to change the size by widening it or lengthening it a little bit. Va'osin nevrechas, you're allowed to make the pool for doing the laundry on Chol HaMoed, that's permissible. My nevrechas, Amar Yudah Zubakia, that's the large pool where they would gather the water in the chatzer to do the laundry. Va'tanya ha-nevrechas ve'habakia, aye, but we have a brisa that says both the nevrechas and a bakia, which implies that they're two different items on the list, they're not the same thing. Amar Abai, v'itim Ravkana, gio bargia, that they would have two large pools, they would have two pools, one very large one where they would gather the water for everyone in the chatzer to use, and another smaller one that when they're actually doing the laundry, they would fill up the smaller one and do the laundry in the smaller pool of water. Va'aron im ha-meis b'chatzer. We said you're allowed to build the aron as long as the mace is with you in the chatzer. So tanina laha d'tan rabbanan. We have a brisa as follows: Osin kol tzarchei ha-meis. You're allowed to do anything that a dead body needs. Goes in lo sa'aro, you're allowed to shear the hair, umachabs in lo ksuso, you can wash the clothing, va'os in lo aron, you can make the aron, minasarin ha-minusarin me'er of yamtav, as long as you're using boards that were prepared before yamtav to build the aron, r'mashukum mingam liya lomer, af mevi in eitzim u'minasim b'tzina b'toch beso, you're even allowed to bring wood and make the boards b'tzina b'toch beso, as long as you do it privately in your house, where it's not a very public display, you're allowed to do that as well. So this is part of the tzarchei ha-meis that we allow doing on Chol HaMoed. Next mission is now moving on to much more cheerful topics, right? Going from Mason to discussing happy life cycle events. Ein nosin nashim b'moed. One is not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Lo besulos v'lo almanos. You're not allowed to marry a besula, nor even an almana, where it's generally assumed to be a lower level of simcha when one marries an almana than when one marries a besula, as reflected in the halachos of Sheva Brachos at the beginning of Maseches Ksuvos. V'lo miyavmin mipnei shesimcha ilo. You're not even allowed to do yibum, because we assume that it is a simcha for the person to do these things, and you're therefore not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara will explain why that should be a problem. Adraba, we should say if it's a simcha, then it's a great time to do a simcha, because Chol HaMoed is a happy time. So the Gemara will explain that. Aval machzeru askru shasa, but one is allowed to remarry a woman that he was divorced from. So the Gemara is going to give four different reasons why it's asr to get married on Chol HaMoed, and several of those reasons seem like they're daraisa, that makes it asr nisr daraisa to get married. So Tori Evan just raises the question that in Maseches Beitzot daf lamed vav beis, we say that we're not miyabim on Yom Tov because of a gezeira shema yava lichtov, that you don't do yibum on Yom Tov because it's a gezeira that you might come to write. So l'chora, according to our sugya, you can't do yibum anyway because it's simcha hilo, and we're going to have drashos that show that this is a din d'oraisa that you're not allowed to do yibum on Yom Tov because of the simcha. So why do I need an additional drasha to tell me gezeira shema yichtov, that you're not allowed, well, an additional din rather, not a drasha, an additional gezeira that the rabbanon have to come along and make a gezeira not to do yibum on Yom Tov because you might come to write? Anyway, it's Aser. It's Aser Midoraisa. The Rabbanan don't have to make a Gzeira. So says the Turi Evan, a Gvaldik Achidish, he says it would be Nafkamina, where to be Gozer on Yibum on Yom Tov for Rosh Hashanah and for the first night of Yom Tov, when there's no mitzvah of Simcha. The din of not getting married because of the simcha element, the din d'oraisa, is only when there's a mitzvah of simcha. But in Rosh Hashanah, there's no mitzvah of simcha, and on the first night of Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah of simcha. So mela, you need a gzeira to tell me that you can't do it then either, that you're not allowed to do yibum then either. And then he says that So why is that a great chiddush? Because he's making two very critical assumptions. It's really one big critical assumption, and that is that the mitzvah of simcha is defined by shalmei simcha. And since there's no shalmei simcha on the first night of Yantiv, because you only bring the shalmei simcha on the first day, and since there's no shalmei simcha on Rosh Hashanah, so mele, there's no din of simcha whatsoever. That's not necessarily agreed upon by everybody. It's a major discussion. The nature of the mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah may be a different type of simcha, maybe not expressed with a shalmei simcha, but it still seems to be that there is some level of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So the Turi Evan assumes that no, there's not none at all. And also, if it's completely defined by shalmei simcha, what if you already had your shalmei simcha that day? So there's no mitzvah to eat more of the shalmei simcha, there's no requirement to eat more of the shalmei simcha, so why can't you then get married at that point during the day if you already had your shalmei simcha? So that's a very big chiddush of the Turi Evan. Further in the Mishnah, most of a woman's beauty products she's allowed to use on Chol HaMoed, but Rabbi Yehuda says she shouldn't use the type of mud that she would put on her face, because although in the long run it makes her more beautiful, or it's a hair removal type of thing, in the long run it makes her more beautiful, but right now it will make her face all puffy and red, it will swell up her face a little bit, so that's going to be a nivel for her on the day of Yantav itself. Hahedyo tofer kedarko, a regular person who is not an expert is allowed to sew in the normal way. V'uman machliv, but if someone is an expert, then they have to use some type of stitch that looks more like dog's teeth, that doesn't go straight, as a way of showing that it's a shinui. U'mesarginas hamitos, Rabbi Yosi m'matchin. We're allowed to string up the beds in order to hold up the mattresses. But Rabbi Yossi says, you can even tighten them, you can tie them very taut and very, very tight. The Gemara will explain what that means. So, frak the Gemara, v'chi simcha hilo mayhavi. We said that you're not allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha. So what? It's a simcha. So great, wonderful, it's a simcha, so get married. So I'm Rabbi Yom Shmuel, v'chein I'm Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rabbi Oshia, v'am ila I'm Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rabbi Chanina. Four possible reasons. First possible reason is lefisha in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. We're not allowed to mix one simcha with another simcha. Tosfos points out gzeres hakasav that we darshin from Lavan Malei Shavu Azos, that you have to wait till the Shavu Brachas of one is over and before you celebrate the other one. So and Tosfos says, and what's the svara of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? He says it's very similar to another very important rule in Shas, and that is einos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos. What's the concept of einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos? That a person has to have his attention focused on one mitzvah at a time, and he's not going to be able to focus on more than one mitzvah at a time. Same is true with the simcha. Ein marvin simcha b'simcha, because he's not going to be able to focus entirely on two simchas. One of them is going to suffer if he tries to focus on two different smachos at the same time. That's why ein marvin simcha b'simcha. Good, that's what Tosfos says. Now that tells you a little bit about chavilos. Chavilos. That Tosfos understands chavilos. Chavilos is a din in kavana. Some of the Achronim suggest, well, wait a second. Then if you hold mitzvahs, we pass mitzvahs srichos kavana from mitzvahs daraisa, but mitzvahs drabanan ain't srichos kavana. So we just say that you're allowed to be osin mitzvahs chavilos for mitzvahs drabanan. Your kavana doesn't matter for mitzvahs drabanan. So maybe we should. Or did we ever find anywhere in Shas? There's machlokes and tanayim amraim whether mitzvahs srichos kavana, mitzvahs ain't srichos kavana. For all those shitos that all mitzvahs ain't srichos kavana, do they reject einos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos? Can you really say chavilos is only a din where kavana matters? Whereas maybe Tosfos is saying something else over here. Tosfos is not talking about kavana in terms of intent to fulfill the mitzvah, but he's talking about some extra type of kavana that would be more of a hidur in the mitzvah, to be more completely focused on the mitzvah. Okay, second possibility is why one does not get married on Yantiv. Because we're worried that a person is going to abandon the Simcha Saregel in place and instead be involved in Simcha Sishto, so he's not going to be involved in Simcha Saregel at all. That sounds very similar to the first reason of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, no? That the one Simcha is going to get in the way of the other Simcha. So the Nemuka Yosef writes that the chiluk between them is that for the reason of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, we're not choshesh that you're going to forget about the Simcha Saregel. But it's still usher to be ma'ariv another simcha with the simcha saregel, because each simcha is going to be incomplete. But the second answer assumes that there's going to be one that clearly takes precedence over the other. Now there is a Tulsa Masechus Ksuvos, Rabbi Akiva Eger points to in Ksuvos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph in the Gilui Nashas, Rabbi Akiva Eger points to the Tulsos, where he seems to assume that Tulsa seems to assume that they're the same reason. And in fact, the Hemshech of the Gemara makes it sound a little bit like they're the same reason also, that these aren't in fact two separate reasons. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef Had Rab Barav Huna De Rav Hu. Rab Barav Huna's explanation of the Maniach Simchas Regel Vosi B'Simchas Ishto is in fact something that Rav taught. Dam Rav Daniel Bakatina Amar Rav Minayin She Nosin Nashim B'Moed. How do we know you don't get married on Moed? Shenemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. And we darshan B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Ishtecha. That you should find Simcha on Yantif in the Yantif, but the Simcha of Yantif should not be B'Ishtecha. It should be Dafka B'Chagecha. Tosla says, where does it say V'Lo B'Ishtecha? What kind of dress? He says, no, this is a drasha gemura, it's not just an asmachta, this is a real din d'oraisa. It's a drasha gemura mi d'oraisa. So the first two reasons seem to be telling us dinim d'oraisa. Ula amar, the second two reasons seem to be d'rabanan. Ula amar, third reason, mipnei atoreach, that it's going to be too much of a hassle, there's going to be too much of a tircha to get in, ready for the wedding, and you're not allowed to be toreach yourself on moed, that to be involved in so much work on chol moed, preparing for a wedding, that we don't allow. Tosus points out, umas nisin hachi pirusha, but wait a second, the Mishnah said the reason I'll let to do it is because mipnei shesimcha hilo. What does it have to do with toreach? How can you touch that into the words Mesha Simcha Yilo? So Tosfos explains that it means Mesha Simcha Yilo Vitarech by Yosem Yidai, because it's such a great simcha for a person when they get married. It's such a great individual simcha. They're going to put so much work into it to make sure that it's perfect. Why is it that people go crazy in preparing weddings and people put so much time and effort into preparing weddings? Because it's such an important event. It's because Mesha Simcha Yilo that they are Tarech in the first place. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, fourth possible reason, Mimnei Bittel Piriyah Verivya, is because of Bittel Puruvu, meaning if we allow Nisuin and Yom Tov, a person's not going to get married the rest of the year. Why should they have to explain to their boss they're taking off now because they're getting married, then they're taking off again for Yom Tov? Much easier to only take off from work that 1 week, so they'll get married, they'll just wait till Yom Tov to get married. And that's going to be Bittel Piriyah Verivya, because they're going to delay getting married until Yom Tov. So for the Bittel Puruvu element, the wedding should not be on Yom Tov. Tosfos here point makes a couple of important points. Tosfos says, what about a bris milah? Why are you allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed? So he says, first of all, there's no simcha at a bris milah. The Gemara in Ksuva says we don't say shasimcha b'mono because it's sara liyanuka. The baby is very sad at the bris milah because the baby's not sad, but he's in pain at a bris milah, and therefore the simcha is not quite the same. Also, he says bris milah, you don't really have the option of when to schedule the bris milah. There's a zman for a bris milah, so that you have to do, and that implies even milah shalob zmana. The zman is when the baby's ready, so then it's a zman for a bris milah. But Tosfos is not so sure about pidyon haben, whether pidyon haben should be done on moed or not. There's no tzar liyanuka over there by pidyon haben. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue the discussion. Maybe Marv and Simcha tomorrow.